AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic will protect its nuclear and missile capabilities as a national asset. Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei drawing a hard line as President Trump seeks a wider deal to cement the war's shaky three-week ceasefire.
Really, nobody knows what the talks are except myself and a couple of other people. They want to make a deal badly.
Meanwhile, Ed Donohue reports Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was back on Capitol Hill, where he clashed with Democratic senators over the Iran war.
The American people's trust in our military took 250 years to build. You are dismantling it in a fraction of that time. And trust, once long, can take generations to rebuild.
That is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Rhode Island's Jack Reed. On Iran, Hegseth spoke of reckless naysayers and defeatist words.
Defeatists from the cheap seats who 2 months in seek to undermine the incredible efforts that have been undertaken and the historic nature of taking on a 47-year threat with the courage no other president has had to great success and great opportunity for preventing Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
Hegseth seemed to emerge with solid Republican support, but a few GOP senators wanted assurances the Pentagon is doing everything possible to prevent civilian deaths. Ed Donohue, Washington.
Big spikes for oil prices again today, but in the end, the international standard Brent crude settled above $110 per barrel, nearly unchanged from yesterday. It was roughly $70 before the war. The U.S. average for gasoline has risen to $4.30 a gallon, according to AAA. That's up from $2.98 before the war. Soaring gas prices prompted the Fed's preferred inflation gauge to jump in March, prices up 3.5% compared with a year ago. And the government's first look at first quarter economic growth showed GDP expanding at a modest 2% pace, rebounding from a lackluster fourth quarter. This is AP News. Marathon record breaker Sebastian Sawe received a hero's welcome on his return to Kenya today. Karen Shamus has the story.
During the ceremony, he was awarded $61,000 and a car by the president. Sawe is the first person to officially break the two-hour barrier in a marathon when completing the London Marathon. He was welcomed home by his parents and Kenya's sports minister on Wednesday. Kenya's president, William Ruto, held the more formal welcoming ceremony on Thursday, where he described Sawe's win as...
And this achievement... We must place it alongside the great milestones of human history.
Sawe made history on Sunday when he won in a time of 1 hour and 59 minutes and 30 seconds. He bettered the previous men's world record by 65 seconds. I'm Karen Shamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.